No, we went through them first. We went through this first.
Yeah, so we went
across the map. Sorry, John.
Sorry.
All right.
Well, you already
thank you.
morning. Welcome to everyone. I have a quiz question for you. Here it goes. What's our mission statement?
Using God's gifts, we seek to serve.
I'm going to ask that every Sunday. So, you know, it's part of the liturgy. Memorize it. Using God's gifts, we seek to serve. Okay, some of you got that. Well, especially transition team and the council. So, all right. Today we have at 2 p.m. the joint call committee, which is the two call committees, the one from St. Luke's and the one from the Union, will meet here. The transition team is off the hook for a while, at least. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. we'll have a Thanksgiving prayer and praise service. And Thursday, I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you as well.
Right. Are there other announcements?
Just to let everybody know, next Sunday will be my last Sunday until I come back from Arizona. So just so you know that I'll be gone for 3.5 months.
Yeah, I told her that we'd try to keep the doors open while she was gone. All right.
Can I go with you?
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
I've been working on the library, and it's been almost finished. There are boxes of books downstairs that you're welcome to take if you want to. I have focused on resource material and children's books primarily, but also study guides and et cetera. So I've done a big cleaning job. And be sure and take any of those books downstairs if you want them.
Okay. Other announcements? Well, then the service continues with the confession and forgiveness. Please stand as you are able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the aid of your people, turning us from our sin to live with you alone and for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus shall reign, 434.
Successive journey.
The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, however. Amen. May we see you.
The first reading for the second Sunday of Advent is from the 11th chapter of Isaiah. Isaiah describes the coming of a future ideal ruler who will renew David. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. On that day the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples. The nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now let us read responsibly Psalm 72 in the center of your bulletin. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son.
And he may rule your people righteously, and the poor with justice.
That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people, and the hills in righteousness.
Let him defend the needy among the people, rescue the poor, and crush the oppressor.
May he live as long as the sun and moon endure, from one generation to another.
Let him come down like rain upon the mown field, like showers that water the earth.
In his time may the righteous flourish, and let there be an abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more.
Blessed are you, Lord God, the God of Israel. You alone do wondrous deeds.
And blessed be your glorious name forever.
And may all the earth be filled with your glory. Amen. Amen.
The second reading is from the 15th chapter of Romans. Whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the circumcised on behalf of the truth of God, in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will confess you among the Gentiles and sing praises to your name. And again, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples praise him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse shall come, the one who rises to rule the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Matthew, the 3rd chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea. He was proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them,
You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Invite the children to come up. Hi. Having a good morning? Good. Do you both play instruments? You play the piano. You don't play one yet? You don't? Well, do you think you could play a flute like this? You have a flute? Do you play it? Okay. Well, this one here, I actually got in Israel. But you see that it's split, so it doesn't play very well. And I never did learn to play it. When you play the piano, do you just open up a new book and put it up there and play?
Not a book.
What does it take to play that song? Do you have to practice? Why do you have to practice?
So you can get better at it.
Yeah. Well, have you ever thought, well, maybe I'll just play? And play something with lots of notes? No. I don't do that either. So it takes some preparation. And that's what Advent is all about. Preparing. Are you prepared for Christmas? Oh, not so sure. Huh? Yeah, you don't have all your Christmas gifts bought yet? Of course, it's still early, isn't it? But the season of Advent in the church year is about preparing. But not just preparing for Christmas. It's preparing our hearts for God. That's right. And when we have our hearts prepared for God, when God comes to us, he welcomed us because he knows us. Shall we say thank you, God, for that? All right. Thank you, God, that you welcome us and that you love us so much that you want us to know you personally. Help us, Lord, as we prepare for Christmas to remember that the reason we're preparing is for you. Amen. Thank you. Well, Advent is a time of preparing. Advent is that time when we begin a journey that begins and ends with Christ. Last week I said that this season was the time when we were it was a season of almost. We were almost to Thanksgiving. We were almost to Christmas. We were almost to the day of the Lord. In fact, the day of the Lord is the end of our journey. And that's the one we're waiting for. So in between, right now, we need to take a pit stop. Those of you who have kids, do you remember the days, well, at least it was, maybe only our kids did this, but we would get in the car and on a long trip, a half hour, maybe an hour, after we got going, I gotta go to the bathroom. You got that? So we'd have to pull into a filling station or someplace so they could go to the bathroom. That was always a good time for me. This is before GPS. I would get out my map and make sure I was going in the right direction
and going on the right road. Well, Advent is that kind of a road for us, because there is so much going on around us that it's really hard to concentrate on where we really want to be and where we really need to go. You know, you look at the world around us, the world is not ready for Christ. I mean, there are wars and rumors of wars. There are drug wars. There are political wars. There are military wars. You name it, we got about a war for about everything. If that isn't bad enough, the FBI tells us that every 54 seconds, there's a violent crime in the United States. That every minute of every day, there's a robbery. That every 17 minutes, there's a rape. And the list goes on. We think, what's going on in our world? How can we really be prepared for Christ when all of this other stuff is happening around us? What do we do? It's kind of like when we lived in Springfield, Missouri. We used to take drives once in a while up into the Ozarks. If you've ever been up in that area, you know those roads are really something else. They weave and they split, and you never know where you are. It's easy to get lost. One of the travelers was going through that area and did get lost. And he stopped. He saw a man sitting on his porch, just sitting there smoking his pipe and rocking away. And he said, sir, could you tell me how to get to Springfield from here? The man sat, thought a minute, and he said, well, sonny, I tell you what, if I was you, I'd turn that car around, go back the way I came, because you can't get there from here. Well, sometimes we look at what's coming in Christ, and we're saying, you can't get there from here. There's too much in our way, too much that we can't control, too much we don't know what to do with. But then there's also that good news, bad news. You know the old story about the golfer? This guy was an avid golfer who had this dream one night. And in his dream, he was on the most beautiful golf course he'd ever been on. He was in heaven. And St. Peter was his partner. And as they were golfing, he was marveling at this beautiful, beautiful golf course. And he said, you know, St. Peter, I'm absolutely amazed that there's even golf in heaven. And St. Peter said, well, yes, it's kind of a good news, bad news story, because there is golf in heaven. The bad news is your tea time is 2:00 tomorrow. So we are in that dilemma where we want to be there, but we aren't quite ready to get there yet. Well, the people of Judea, had that same problem. Isaiah deals with that in the first lesson. Because up to that point, Isaiah has been warning the people of Judea that if they didn't change their ways, things were not going to turn out well. They were going to end up in exile. But at the same time, today's reading in the 11th chapter is one of those that's almost too good to be true. You know, it's one of those where, you know, you have a lion eats grass with the cattle, the wolf lays down with a lamb, and all these different animals are getting along fabulously well. It's a time of real peace when they know peace from the very beginning. This is kind of that lesson in a nutshell. A shoot shall come forth from the stump of Jesse's clan, and a branch shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of God shall upon him rest, wisdom and knowledge. that Isaiah holds forth for the people of Judea, if they will turn to the Lord. And that becomes the problem. It's hard to turn around. I saw a birthday card. It said on the front, "Repent." And on the inside it said, "But today's your birthday. Do it tomorrow. Have the ball today." But isn't that the attitude many people have? Well, yeah, I'll get around to repent, and I'll change my ways sometime, but not today. I can do all kinds of other things, but I don't want to change my way of living. I'd rather live the way I can enjoy myself and do whatever I feel like. Romans, in the book of Romans, Paul speaks to the Roman Christians in much the same way, calling them to change their ways and to lead a life worthy of the calling to which God has called them. Because he says, the day of the Lord is at hand. Now, Paul is living in an age when many of the early apostles believed that the day of the Lord could come at any moment. So much so that actually the Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, weren't written down until much later. The earliest one that was written down something like 15 years after the resurrection, the Gospel of Mark. And the others, some of them weren't written until 95 AD. They really thought it was coming, so why bother write it down? Until they began to get a little older and realized, yeah, we've got to get this down so that people know who the Christ really is. And that we need to change our ways so that we can be like him. In our gospel, John the Baptist comes on the scene. He's a renegade. He's a rebel. He dresses kind of strange. You know, we have a few people around these days who dress a little strange, and we kind of discount them. And that may have been part of John's problem. I mean, what do you say to a guy who's in camel's hair in the middle of a hot desert, eating honey and locusts and doing all kinds of odd things, even if his message is a powerful one? And he points to the religious leaders of the day and says, "You brood of vipers. You come here to be baptized, but you aren't willing to turn around and repent, to change your ways." You know, the problem that John the Baptist has is one that we all have. You know, sometimes we get to the point where we're going in one direction and we really never reach the point of acknowledging the fact that we've got to turn around. And I noticed that nobody here has turned around. You see, that's the idea of repent, to actually turn our whole selves around, our whole way of living, our whole way of life, so that we are going in God's direction, not just our direction. Because our direction is not always the way it ought to be. God calls us and encourages us to live as he wants us to live, not as we want to live. Yes, there is all this crime and corruption and everything else going on around us. But if we follow that path, we really do need to turn ourselves around, to follow the way of the Lord. And a child, Isaiah says, will lead us. John the Baptist declares, that child is the one who is coming, who has come, and whose thong I am not even worthy to untie. I'm not willing. I mean, I'm not able to be him. But when he comes, he will turn the whole world upside down. That's the Christ who comes into our lives. That's the Christ
we prepare for during this Advent season. We prepare, make a pit stop along the way to check that our route is right. And then we look forward, not just to Christmas. Christmas is kind of like a way station along the way. But what we have to look beyond to is the day of the Lord. Because that's even more important than Christmas. May we be prepared for that great and glorious day. Amen.
Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we anticipate the fullness of the presence of Christ, we join with the church throughout the world praying for all who are in need. Are there those you'd like to include in the prayers this morning?
Tom and Kathy.
Mike.
Jenny.
God of promise, the response today, when I say stir up your power and come, it will be born anew in us. God of promise, your reign has come near. Call your people to the way of repentance and inspire your church to bear fruit in the world through acts of faithful service. Stir up your power and come.
Be born anew in us. God of creation, we pray for the wolf and the lamb, the lion and the calf, and all species whose lives are intertwined. Repair and preserve ecosystems that all life on earth may be sustained. Stir up your power and come.
Be born anew in us. God of the nations, teach those with power and privilege to serve the vulnerable. Give to all leaders wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, and a heart of compassion for the world you so love. Stir up your power and come.
Be born anew in us. God of the poor, set tables of abundance in all places where hands are empty, where stomachs ache with hunger, and where hearts and minds suffer pain. Feed and heal all who are in need. Stir up your power and come.
Be born anew in us. God of hope, renew in your people all joy and peace in believing, especially those facing anxiety, depression, or alienation. Guide this community of faith to welcome one another, just as Christ has welcomed us. Stir up your power and come.
Be born anew in us. God of eternal life, you promised to take away our sin and gather us in your care forever. We give thanks for those who now rest from their labors on earth, freed from pain and power and the power of death. We also pray for those who are hurting and in need of your healing hand, for Tom and Kathy, Mike, Jenny, Esther, and those we name in our hearts. Stir up your power and come.
Be born anew in us. You hear the cries of our hearts, O Lord. Fill us with hopeful expectation that in each day and hour we may love and serve our neighbors. In Jesus' name.
Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share that peace.
Well, anyway, fine.
Of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. We know he came to rescue us. A baby boy would grow to be a man and one day die for you and me. Our sin would drive the nails in him. That rugged cross was our cross too. Every breath he drew was yes and alleluia. Forgiven, remember me, oh hallelujah. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word made flesh in us awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come,
Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, Power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated.
Please stand if you're able.
The body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of the day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Peace the world cannot give. follow me, I will bring you home. I love you and you are mine.
Go in peace.
Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.